For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That's where he feels. And I think he's going to say that. I think these guys are like lawyers. They have to lie. It's a part of the job. I don't believe he thinks they had a very strong deadline, but they did what they felt they had to do and made the moves that they had to make. And it's just simply this from you, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Jump in on this as well as we discuss this. Now that this deadline has passed, and you as a fan base are as unique as anybody to understand and know this, does this team feel like an ALCS-level team? Does this team fully healthy? I'll give you that caveat, fully healthy. JV comes back, like he said, maybe another boost with Garcia and the moves they've added. You've watched this team all year, and you as a fan base have had the opportunity for 7 straight years to see what an ALCS team looks like. And I don't mean this from the anything can happen or, you know, hey, let's, you know, baseball is fickle and the postseason is fickle.
7 times.
When you watch this group, now that everything has happened, does this feel like an ALCS level team?
Absolutely.
Does it?
Absolutely. I mean, you're talking about... Look, the last couple of series has been that they haven't swung the bat as well, but you're talking about a 6-week, 2-month run where they were scoring as many runs as anybody in Major League Baseball per game. You're talking about a rotation that if, when Verlander's back, you did say when healthy. Verlander's back, you got JV, you got Hunter Brown, you got Ronel Blanco, you got Framber Valdez, and now you got Kikuchi. Luis Garcia's back. You got the chance to go 6-man rotation. Hell, you can go 6-man rotation with Eric Geddy as it is now. You put Kyle Tucker smack dab in the middle of this lineup. Diaz is swinging the stick really, really, really well right now. This is a team that I feel very confident about that. Yes.
Text line coming through. Hell no, but thanks for asking. Absolutely. It doesn't, but did the Nationals a few years ago look like a World Series team that beat the Astros? Anything can happen. Yes. But that's why I said, not from the anything can happen standpoint.
I don't need to go there.
You know what I mean? Not from the, like, yo, wow. Like, right now, I don't think in Seattle they see this as an ALCS type of team, the way they're up and down. I don't think they sense that. I think they got a chance, right? I think they see this as, like, right now, Texas. I don't think the Rangers fans probably view them that way. But do you get the sense that you've watched all season seeing this team? Do you feel that Tyler? He's in a hell yeah. Are you in the same? You're in the same boat, Tyler. I know you are as optimistic as a fan for the Astros. Do you get the feel? This feels like what you've seen before. This team is rounding into an ALCS level team.
So if you're asking me if the Astros feel or seem or look like an ALCS ready team right now, my short answer to that one would be yes, but at the same time, something you just said there, this is not like years past. This is not like the Astros we've seen for the last 7 years, you know, like a 2019 team where it was like, holy hell, who's going to stop this freight train? It doesn't feel like that at all. Very, very, very different, but capable of becoming a healthy ALCS team, yes.
Yeah, it's capable. It is. It's weird. I know I should have an answer, and I guess if I had to, I would just say from what we've watched, I would say this doesn't look like what we've seen the past 7 years, and especially what we've seen the past 3-4 years up close. I guess, though, it's weird, though. When you say it out loud, I think you kind of did it, Clint. If I'm going to tell you, hey, man, you got Abreu, Presley, and Hader in the back end. And you have Alvarez, who I think is the best hitter in baseball. And I said, when healthy, you have Tucker, who was playing at an MVP level candidate way. You have Altuve, obviously, who has a history of coming up big. And then you have Verlander, and you have Hunter Brown, who looks like he is starting to come into his own. And Framber, like, you say it out loud, it feels like, yes. But when I think of the Guardians, the Orioles, and even the Yankees up to this point, it's like, boy, that it is hard to see them in that range. I think they can. I'm with Tyler. I can see it happening. But right now, even when you say those names and what they have out loud, it just doesn't seem to consistently match what's on the field. They've had that stretch, but it doesn't seem to match. Like last night, how sloppy they were yesterday in that game with errors and things leading to the Pirates scoring runs. It's just weird. It just doesn't. I don't know if it's age or whatever. It just when you watch this team every day, it doesn't feel like they're on the level of these other teams that we've seen. I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be
Look. I think there's been a handful of years in the seven where they've made the run. Where I think the your point you're making has been valid.
A couple of times where you've been surprised.
I think there's times in the Astros 7 years where they've made seven straight runs to an ALCS where you could look at the Yankees, or you could look at the Braves, or you could look at the Dodgers, or you know now it's clearly never been the Mariners that you're bumping heads with like you are now, but like you could look around the league and I think on paper and a lot of times to the eye you go, hey man, they're a rung below this lineup or that lineup or this guy or that guy or this rotation and that rotation. I think there's been times when you can say, hey man, it's neck and neck, man. They're not necessarily I know a lot of the times in Vegas, they're the favorite. You start the season, they're the favorite to make a run to the World Series. But I'll argue that has as much to do with just, hell, you can't deny it now. They've been there seven times as it does. Because they're not out there signing guys and improving their roster the way that the Dodgers do, the way that the Yankees do year in, year out. I could see why Vegas looks at the Yankees or the Dodgers. Dodgers add Ohtani. Well, yeah. I mean, okay, obviously that's a major boost towards being the favorite to win a World Series or the favorite to win the National League, the NLCS, right? Or be in the NLCS. The Astros haven't typically made those kind of moves in the offseason. And so I don't know. I don't know that I've ever, I know some people have, I don't know that I've ever going into it looked at and said, boy, this roster is just flat better than what the Dodgers just put together. This lineup's flat better than the Yankees, what they just put together. But they continue to beat those guys.
I don't know. I would say for me, Tyler, especially since covering them, and you too, Clint, the COVID year where I think they were actually under 500 in them like 60 games, where they actually made it to the ALCS.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again. With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.